Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Yeah, the vision area started because, you know, I'm always walking into chaos and mess. That's why I'm there. People have called me to help them with it. And people are overwhelmed, and it's very stressful, and they can't see the way through. I tend to be able to look at a space and be able to go, okay, it looks like this today, but I can see what it can look like, and I know how to get it there. But my clients weren't. In the very beginning, they're sort of there, and they can't see that. They don't have that vision of what it can be like yet. They don't see it. And so the vision area for me was just a way to sort of show them a little bit of that in a very small, manageable way by clearing, you know, taking, it could be an end table, it could be a countertop, a desk, whatever area was appropriate, but that was small and manageable that we could actually organize there and then, like not take too long about it, make it look beautiful, make it look the way they were striving for, to show them like, yes, it can be like this. And then it serves different purposes. You know, it not only is a vision area that can give them hope, because it can be a long journey to get from chaos to order, but that they can also practice at keeping organized. Because that's one of the things, you know, the reason things are usually chaos and mess, they haven't gotten there overnight, it's because of our habits and what we do have gotten us there. And so it's important to, in the process of, you know, moving from chaos to order, to learn new habits and learn new ways of doing things. If you keep doing things the way you always did, then that things are going to end up the way they always have. So practicing how to be organized is a really important part of the journey to order. And so that's another reason that the vision area is so great, because it actually provides that on a week-to-week basis, you know, and then growing out from there, obviously. But, yeah.
And I assume that the practicing is like going on a weight loss program or, you know, bodybuilding or whatever it is, that, you know, we're not going to change our body style in, you know, in 2 days. I mean, we have to take
right.
little baby steps.
I think that's really a key. I think trying to change too much, even when you're really willing and you really want to change, you know, change doesn't happen overnight. Not sustainable, long-lasting, transformative change. It does take time. And starting with, I mean, one thing, like changing one thing at a time or maybe two, and then really practicing that until it becomes a habit, till it becomes automatic, where you don't have to think about it anymore. Like you may come in and throw things down on the dining room table, let's say, and your dining room table is always cluttered with stuff and the family never gets to sit down and eat dinner, for instance. So now you want to change that. You want the dining table to be an area where the family can come together and eat meals, which is what it's for, and will strengthen your family and all of the good things that will come of that. So how do you change from that coming in the door and throwing things down and actually shifting to a whole new way? And it's finding homes for things, like where things go, and actually putting them away and taking that effort to do it. And in the beginning, it's hard, but eventually you do it enough times and you'll just, as you came in and automatically threw it on the dining room table, you will automatically come in and hang it up where you decided to hang it up or put it away where you decided to put it away. And then it's automatic. You're not thinking about it anymore. You're just doing it. And so that's the goal of changing. And so you can't do too many of those at once, maybe one or two. And then once you've got that down, then you add another one or two things.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.